background to the shayla of removing wax on Shabbos. What could be the issue? And actually, this starts out, this discussion starts out with a statement in a Tosafot. The Tosafot states that if you have an area of paper or a cloth that has on it what the Tosafot calls a tishtush diyor, a sort of messy blob area of ink, and you rub out the ink in order to prepare the cloth for writing. So the Tosafot states that removing that ink is a melacha of moichik, of erasing. The chiddush being that even though you haven't really erased any writing, our normal, normal grasp, normal understanding of the melacha of moichik would be that if you erase writing, and we know it has to be al manas lichtoy, so you erase writing in order to write better, in order to write more writing, that's mechika. But even to rub out just a mess of ink might not have been mechika. The Tosafta is mechadish to us that not only rubbing out letters, but even just preparing cloth for writing by erasing something is also called mechika. Okay, that's the first stage of the
question. It's a part of mechika.
Right, it's a part of mechika. So of course we explain that it's not, there's obois and tolois in the letters Shabbos. So the av is of to rub out letters in order to prepare for coming writing. And the tolois is to do any type of rubbing in order to prepare for writing. That's the first stage of the Tosafta. Then the Tosafta adds another case. And he says, likewise, if wax falls on a page, it thinks of a sort of notebook, wax falls on a page and you rub it out, you are tired and shouldn't wait. That's what the Tosafta adds. Another case, likewise, you have wax, you rub out the wax, you are tired and shouldn't wait. Comes along the Bach, the central place here, and the Bach says, okay, so it says in the Tosafta that if you rub out wax, you remove the wax, it's moichik. So says the Bach, not only if you rub out wax in order to prepare the page for writing.
It's another part of the
moichik. Right. But only even if there's writing underneath, and thereby you uncover the writing, that's also moichik. It's moichik, it's just a very, very, very quick jump to the writing. Instead of you uncover it and then write. You uncover it and you have writing, but it's also moichik. So says the Bach, if you have...
That's a huge jump in logic.
It is a jump. There's a few areas in which it's a jump, and not everybody is lucky to the Bach, but that's what the Bach is. So says the Bach, if you have, say, the Torah, which is covered, in which a word or a letter is covered, and it's on Shabbos, so here you are reading things here on Shabbos and it's covered with wax. You cannot take that wax off, because if you're going to remove the wax, you're going to be over on the letter moist. That's what the Bach says.
There's a problem.
Yes, there's a few problems. Go on.
If I was
of Kofi, we would say, maybe if anything, it's Kofi.
Right.
But you're not. So the Bach seems to understand that to be over on Kofi, you have to actually write. You didn't write, but you rubbed away, and thereby enabled writing. So in regular voice, you enable to come and write, and here you enabled writing because the writing's already there. The writing's already there underneath.
The main thing that's problematic to me is that we say voice is I'm not lip-serving to get pleasure you can write.
Yeah.
But we haven't done that. We just removed the top part and underneath is a letter.
And there's already writing.
You know, 5 minutes ago, there's two parts. You mock it for writing, or in the real
right.
Before that you mock it nothing, you just have to mess.
Yeah, but you created a discussion with no longer
making it. Yeah, it's too fast.
I think what Roberto is saying, maybe, is that over there, at least you prepared something for writing. So that's the sort of
question from
the
letter point.
Oh, you haven't prepared for writing. There's simply some writing that's covered. And you're not covered. Would anybody say, if I've got this writing over here, or this paper here, and I cover it, right? And I uncover it. Would anybody say that's worthless?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
No, it's writing. I would say it's writing. But the thing is, there's another question.
Yes.
Right now we discover the traditional morphing you erase something to write something.
Right.
Then, after these first 10 minutes, we understood that any part of that still asks.
Right, okay.
Why the right original one? It seems that there's two different malachas, not related to each other even.
Maybe just a way of understanding how the malachas of Shabbos develop. Because in malachas of Shabbos, there's always the Az malacha, which is exactly what was done in the Mishnah, right? We know everything is learned from the Mishnah. There's what was done in the Mishnah. And then there's other cases which are in some angle comparable.
There's two malachas. Number one, don't prepare anything for writing.
Right.
Figure. And second, don't clean any surface. That's all. Don't do
it. Right. All those things are learned out from the classic case of Moshe of rubbing out writing. So it all starts from the one case that was done in the Mishnah.
But
it's Rabbanah, right? It's not Rabbanah, it's the writer, but it's learned out from the case that was done in the Mishnah. That's why you need that case. There's one case that was done in the Mishnah. And there's other comparable cases which are learned out. Right. We can't get too caught up in the length of Shabbos. So, a couple of some points came and they asked basically what a verb is asking, and they actually are mechazik their kasha. The bring a raya against the bach from a case in Hilchos Tefillin, in the writing of Tefillin. Now, one of the basic principles in the writing of Tefillin is that the writing has to be written kesidron. It has to be written in the right order, because you have to write from the beginning to the end in order. That means, as a result of this principle, if, let's say, you wrote Tefillin, and then in the middle of the parasha, you cannot fix. Fine. They say to the back, you'll have a look in the poiskim and the Tefillin, and you'll see what happens if an oif in the middle of a parasha of Tefillin got covered with wax. What happens? What's the din? And you'll have a look, and you'll see that the din is, but you simply take off the wax. Nothing, no problem. Why? That, what does that indicate to us? That letter, let's just pick up a question in a second, that letter is still in existence. It's not called it's not there, it's there, it's just covered with something, but you're covered with it. So they say likewise for the Bach, you can't call it Moshe. That Moshe would be if there's no letter there, there's nothing there, it's just a mess. You've got rid of the mess, and you've made a letter. That would be Moshe. If there's a letter, you just covered the letter, like we said before, you put a tissue on top of it, nobody's going to say that's Moshe.
Number one, we're talking about Shabbos.
Oh, so maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Tefillin.
And number two, we can have it for different reasons. A different reason, when we try to take wax, there's too much probability that we will take letter.
Oh, there's something else. Maybe you'll take the letter with you.
It is one that we don't like it in care.
Could be. Okay, so there could be ways of asking about it. Like, there's a lot of lockout counsel. If you have those, speaks out the first point we brought up, that maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Tefillin. You know, Tefillin is more like technical, it's more in principle. In principle, is there a letter there? There's a letter there, yes. But Shabbos, if you look at it with more practical eyes, could you read that letter? No. So in practical sense, the letter's gone. You can't read it. Now you've created some sort of tickle, you've improved things by enabling you to read the letter.
Right.
So that's all the malach. Okay, so that's the discussion which goes around the view of the malach. Okay, but in the back hole that to remove the wax is Moshe. Other Akronim, even those who disagree with the back, say maybe it's not Moshe. Even if we'll say it's not Moshe, but it could be other problems. And the Moshe can bring up two other problems which relate to removing wax from, say, the Torah and Shabbos. One is tikkun. It's called tikkun mole, repairing something, which could be maybe a drabola, maybe a eraser. Repairing something, you've got to say to Torah that's not usable. So you make some way of making it usable on Shabbos. That Rabbi Akiva Eger says. It's called tikkun mole. It's repairing something. And finally, says the Prima Gavim, the wax is mukta. Like we know that other sort of useless items that don't serve any functional purpose, like bones and stones and earth and all bits and pieces, are mukta. Likewise, says Prima Gavim, a drip of wax. What use is that got for look purpose? It's not functional. It's mukta. Oh, so, okay, then it's different. It's not that type of mukta.
A certain
kind of mukta. Right, not that type of
mukta.
That kind of mukta, you pardon me. But we'll say something a little different.
You can do it with shim.
Oh, I'll bet it was there. You can do it with shim. It is mukta. You can find ways. There's ways around it. Do it by hand. you don't touch the thing, you touch the cloth. If it's mukta, then we can find eight. But if it's the other problems, if it's tikkun mabeh, or if it's moshik, then it doesn't matter how you remove it. So now let's have a look at the Kitzushot Lor Paskin Zala. So we're in Sif Yud Beis, the last Sif, and we've read the first line, so now we're on the end of the first line. The Imu B'Shabbos Yom Tov. So if it's not a weekday, it's Shabbos Yom Tov, you're reading this, Torah, and you find this blob of wax. If there are no Isiyois, you're equal by that. Now if you can actually see the letters, then there isn't really any problem. You can read it as is. There's no problem in essence that there's wax open. The problem is if you can't see. If you can see, you can see. Now the Imu Kusin Kol Kachayin on Miriam, if they're so covered that you can't even see the letters, if you have a mock and change, we can decorate charm. If you make this discovery in an area of the Torah that you don't need to read from, not the Parshas HaShavua, then leave it alone. You can't even decorate with your brothers if you write it there. Because it's not a sort in essence in the Seder Torah. It's just a practical thing that you have to read all the words from the Torah. If you need to read from there, or you can't read it, so you're stuck. But if it's elsewhere in the Torah, then no problem. If we have a mock and change, we can decorate. If you need to read, for all the decorates of Yudhay Ba'achat Shalem and Aksar, and you cannot read even one word, not from the right of the Sefer Torah. Okay, in the Eshari, the Hasiris, Hashai, the Achelet, the Lachayah. Now look how the Kitzushot Lor Paskin. So here we are, we start it in the place where we need to read, and we cannot read without removing the wax. Says the Kitzur, is it possible to get rid of that wax, Kilachayah, with a shinzi, the high mission is Yavishi, meaning it's very dry, the Yavishi, like Bill, and then what you'll do is you'll fold back the cloth, and it will automatically crack off. Then you should do that. So this is how the Kitzushot Lor does. As he goes, he accepts La Halacha, that cloud, that it's Mukta, and he's not so concerned about the other stuff. But, let's mention it's not so practical after we've already find this, but let's just mention that the Mishnah Berurah does not pass him like this. The Mishnah Berurah is Toshish for the other possibilities. And he says that you should either take out another Sefer Torah, you should not remove it. You should not remove it, even Kilakayah. Because he is worried that it might be something else, it might be Moshik, it might be Sifun Mone, it might be like a Bat, it might be like a Kiveega, so you should not remove it under any circumstances.
That would be like a problem, because it depends on the temperature of this wax. When he drops, you can destroy that diamond.
Right, true.
Because
if
it's hot enough,
yeah.
Let the warm, it won't stay. Because it's still thick.
Yeah.
And the ink is very big temperature over there.
So the ink will also go. Depends on the you have to see practically what, you know, in each situation. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should not touch it, and therefore you should take out another Sefer Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah, especially if it's discovered. If it's discovered being Gavra and the Gavra, you should certainly take out another Sefer Torah. And if you discover it during the Kriya, it's a bit of a steer in the Mishnah Berurah what you should do. Either you take out another Sefer Torah, or you just read those words, Shalom and Aksar. You could have stuck, you know, other choice. You read it Shalom and Aksar, and you carry it. Yeah, by the way. Or you know, the person next to tells him, or whatever it is, but not. But you do not remove the wax under any circumstances. That's how you pass this. Let's just read from the end, one more line. The in love, but going back to the kitzur's position, he said, if you can, you take it off the lap. In love, but you can't even do that, encourage what you don't read in that safer. And finally, says the kitzur, a point we've already mentioned, Shemazirin Bakhoilis, a Shaiva Vachelet, when you remove the wax from the cloth, if it's during the week, Imu al Hashem, if it's on Hashem Hashem, Yashkichu Shle Yomit Has Vesholim with Mechitas Ma'utis, one must take care not to come Chodilah to Mechita of the Shem, and in Chavimu the Machut, you hit it gently from the outside, Sheyele Hashayba and Hashayle, the room is black without removing any ink. Okay, we'll stop for today, we've arrived at the end of this sermon.
Shkaya. Okay. Okay, let's go.
Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Even if you were to start to go to